Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, the topic is, would a pink rose by any other name smell as sweet? You may have noticed that I am donning a hue which is not quite pink. If you are listening to this on audio only, I can assure you that the face speaking to you right now has a head full of blue hair with a little bit of pink in it. I actually was trying to emulate the Starbucks Frappuccino unicorn phenomenon by dyeing my hair in a blue-pink atrocity. The drink's an atrocity. My hair is just somewhat whimsical. And so I thought, since it's been on my mind lately, that I've almost had this like deep betrayal feelings for not being pink after such a history of pink. And some people have actually sent me some notes that border on feelings of betrayal. And so I want to talk a little bit about my pink history. So in 2003 was the first year that I had pink hair. Before that, in Burning Man costuming and outfit creation, I started to do more and more things that were pink and light blue, like the childish baby colors. And I started to get more and more into pink. And the pink just started to call to me. And I really kind of felt like I wanted to be a steward of this color that is so often unacceptable for the penist gender. I'm sorry, that's poorly said. The masculine male identity. I get confused by the right terminology. But for a cis male, pink has traditionally not been an acceptable color. And so I liked the fact that by embracing that color, I was kind of shoving it, the status quo, or shoving assumptions into a place of having to reevaluate and having to go deeper or be faced with the assumptions that someone had to be dealing with. And so I get more and more pink in my outfits. The year before at Burning Man, in 2002, I put like little pink, like the ends of my hair, I bleached and dyed pink. And then in 2003, I had cut all my long hair off and could not bear the thought of going to Burning Man with a normal head of normal colored hair. So bleached and dyed my hair pink. And the first year, it was a little bit on the burgundy side, which turned out to be a real blessing because dyed hair on the playa takes a beating. And so darker colors tend to last longer through the week. Lighter colors kind of really fade out quickly. My brother that same year, he did like a cotton candy light blue and light pink thing. And by the day two of our Burning Man experience, his was super washed out and it was kind of greenish. And I mean, it was a look. It just wasn't the look he was going for. So after 2003 Burning Man, came home, and at the time I was doing marketing for an internet affiliate company. And I would go to like 6 to 8 trade shows a year on behalf of this company and schmooze and you know, meet potential clients. And so right when I got back from the burn, I had a little bit of break, and then I had to go to an event that was in Curacao in the Caribbean. I know, I had to go to an event in Curacao. And so I was like, should I dye my hair back to a normal color? You know, which if you ever seen someone who dyes their hair back to a normal color, it looks like you're wearing a wig or you have shoe polish, or it just doesn't look. So I was like, ah. But instead, I took what I had left of my pink dye and I redid it and then headed to the conference. And I knew that, you know, my employer, even if they didn't like it, I bet they would forgive me pretty easily, I'd hoped. You know, kind of better to ask forgiveness than approval or permission. And so I get to the event, and of course, my boss and all his colleagues were just like mocking me and laughing at me and teasing me and calling me all sorts of quite homophobic names and making up stories and potential jobs for me to do that were, let's just say, less than progressive in their gay tolerance. And I took it, ha 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 ha. 24 hours later, their tone changed dramatically. When I met up with them after 24 hours of, you know, conferencing and going to the events and the pool and the bar and schmoozing, my boss comes up to me and goes, keep the hair. He goes, dude, you've been here 24 hours and everybody knows who the pink hair guy is. And just like that, pink hair became part of my professional persona. And so, what was that, 2003? So that's been 14 years that I've had pink hair pretty much consistently. There's been a few times during that time when I have shaved my head and like stripped down to nothing just to make sure that I still want to be pink. Because there gets to these points where I feel like, am I in charge? Or is the hair leading? You know, am I still choosing to be someone who's pink? Or have I just built up such a body of work and branding that I don't have a choice? And once that starts to feel like, I feel like I'm this thing that was this adornment and this art process, this projection of my inner truth to the world starts to feel like a prison, starts to feel like a mask that's holding me, my true self in. And so every once in a while I have to kind of just make sure that that's not the case. But for the most part, this entire time I've been pink, and people always ask, are you always pink? Always pink. For me, it is the color of hair that allows for the most widely accepted by people. If you have like blue hair or green hair or yellow hair, like those feel, to me, they feel kind of punker. They feel kind of like I'm against society. But pink hair, it's like, it's whimsical. It's silly. It is not aggressive. It is not in your face like, take that, culture. It's more like, wee, I'm playing all the time. My favorite thing is when kids gives me something to connect with, because pretty much, this is a whole topic for another time, but, most little girls are wearing something pink, and I can go, oh, I love your shoes. Do you like pink? I like pink too. And it kind of makes little shy people kind of, but my favorite thing is when I'll hear a kid say, Mommy, look at his hair. And I'll be like, oh, do you like it? It's my mood hair. It changes color depending on how I'm feeling. Like if I'm really sad, it turns blue. Or if I'm really happy, it turns orange. And if I'm around people that are awesome, it turns pink. What color is it now? And they go, oh, it's pink. I'm like, oh, well, you must be awesome. And that's one of the reasons why I relate better to people under the age of 9 than to grown-ups. I can't imagine not being pink, or I couldn't imagine not being pink. And I built my consulting company was called Royal Pink Productions. I helped create Pink Heart Camp. I've got a pink RV. I very quickly learned that I had to have pink towels and bedding because I stained everything else that was light colored. I would go to go shopping for clothes, and I could save a lot of time by going, do you have this in pink? Okay, never mind. It's gotten more popular as there's been more kind of consumer hair dye brands that are available, and colored hair in general is much more of like a cool youth thing than it was, 13 years ago, 14 years ago. But I get interesting emails and people noticing it and people saying things. I got one email in 2009 from a graphic designer who is in the process of redoing the packaging of the pink hair dye of this company that she worked for. And she told me the story of how she'd been taking pictures off my Flickr stream and using them on the mock-ups to kind of to lay things out on the package. And she showed the mock-ups to her executive team, and they were like, that's awesome, perfect, go with that. And she was like, uh-oh, like, I don't have the rights to these photos. These are just some guy that I pulled off the internet. And so she wrote me and was like, okay, this is just what happened. These guys want to use the pictures. And most people, when I relay the story, they say, oh, dude, I hope you got a ton of money. But I said they could use it for free. For a few reasons. First of all, I was like, what would it cost for a designer to buy a photograph and Photoshop it, or hire a model, or like, what's the budget that they might have for this? At the time, this brand, which was Splat. I'd never heard of it before. It was not the brand it is now. Currently, Splat is the most widely distributed consumer wild color hair brand that exists. I mean, if you go to any Walgreens or Walmart, you'll see it on my face. And so at the time, though, that was not the case. I'd never heard of it, and I was just kind of like, oh, this will be such a kick. And I was like, well, okay, what's the dollar amount that would scare them away versus what would this be worth to me? And I'm like, I would pay money to be on a box. This is so cool. What a cool adventure. I totally want to do this. So I gave them rights to do it. They also kind of teased me a little bit and said, like, hey, actually, you know, our team was looking at your websites and we think it might be kind of cool to put like a link to one of your URL. And I was like, that didn't happen. But, you know, I fell for that a little bit. Next thing you know, a self-portrait of mine giving a little duck face with a little two-day scruff and some little guy liner and quite a bit of spiky pink hair was on the box of Splat hair dye. And, you know, not a month goes by that I don't get an email from somebody from my past, some old schoolmate that was like, this is a weird question, but did I just see her face? I have a feeling that this chapter is just about over. I was at the store recently and I looked at Splat packaging and it seems like they're starting to rotate in a new design. So I have a feeling that this era of being able to make all sorts of jokes about how I have something in common with Aunt Jemima and the Jolly Green Giant and Orville Redenbacher that we all look out over the aisles of Walmart, I think that I may not be able to make that joke for much longer. So celebrate this while we can. Now, side note, and let's just keep this between us, that is not the first time that I have modeled for product packaging. A few years before that, I did a modeling shoot for Tantus Silicon, which, you know, sounds like a pretty industrial kind of company, but no, Tantus makes dildos. And through friends of friends, I did a photo shoot where I tastefully posed naked, twisting my body so that my goods were not showing. And so I don't think they're still on the shelves anymore, but there was dildo packaging that the background picture was a kind of very artsy cropped photo of my torso and behind. One time I went into a adult bookstore and was like, hey, this is me on the box, this is me on the box! Which I quickly learned that was a drunk thing to think that would be cool. Nobody else in the adult bookstore thought that was funny or settling at all. But I digress. Back to pink. Every so often I have to redo my roots, and when I redo my roots, it basically bleaches most of my hair out. So I have the option, if I want to stay white or blonde or blondish for a few days. And so I was kind of enjoying that and making that stretch to go longer and longer. And so last year, started just really enjoying being white and doing extra steps to make it white. Because what happens when you bleach your hair, it gets kind of brassy, kind of an orangey tint when your hair is really dark. And so then you have to do things with like toners and put like violet in it to counteract the orange so it seems more white. And I was really enjoying that. And wasn't sure how long I was going to, I mean, like, people kept saying, when are you going back to pink? When are you going back to pink? And I kept looking in the mirror and seeing the white-haired guy going, that's me. So I'm keeping it. And then a couple Burning Man events came up. The Burning Man GLC and then Lucidity, which are kind of festival events where so many people know me based on pink hair. And I was really struggling because I'm like, I'm feeling the white, but I also so love connecting with people that I have a history with through the internet. People that we've shared an email 5 years ago, or they watched a video of mine 10 years ago. And so when I meet people at a festival or at a Burning Man event and we have this old digital connection, I didn't want to risk the chance of somebody not being able to make that connection. Because the truth is, when you have pink hair, it becomes the number one thing that people associate with you. I went to a party one year. I shaved my head on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. I went to a New Year's Eve party with a bunch of people that were I knew pretty much everybody there, and quite a few people would introduce themselves to me. Because just without the anchor trait of the pink hair, they didn't notice the rest of it. They thought, oh, this is something that I don't know. Like, well, what about my perky lips or my seductive eyes? You don't recognize those? Of course, as someone who forgets everything and everyone, I was not critical, just interesting to observe. So decided that I would go pink for those events. And then I used a less strong pink so it wouldn't, so it would fade afterwards. And as it started to fade, I last week saw the all the uproar about the Starbucks Frappuccino unicorn for 1 week. And if you haven't seen pictures of this by now, it looks like a Mad TV or a Saturday Night Live skit of like some food that no one would ever put in their mouth. It looks so artificial. It looks so fake. You know, and you look at the ingredients and it's like 4 days worth of 100% of your body's sugar needs is taken care of in one 15-minute diabetes imposing event. But I was like, okay, this will be fun. So I tried to do the blue and the pink and then I look in the mirror and I go, hey, that's me. And I am one to absolutely support and embrace anything that feels genuine and authentic to people. You know, if you look in the mirror and what's looking back at you doesn't feel like you, then I absolutely support whatever means necessary to get in alignment, whether that is inner work or exterior change. I ain't gonna judge. I don't think that anything physical is sacred. You know, this is a canvas, and whatever we want to do to make that expression authentic to us, we should do. So, will I bring this pink rose back to its pink form? Will I be able to keep the same smell as the color changes? Will I be perceived differently? Will I lose all the social equity that I have put into this pink brand? Will I lose my hair because of an industrial accident and none of this will matter? I don't know. But I'm sure enjoying the journey. I sure appreciate the whimsical reflections I get from people. And I hope that you look in the mirror and say, that's me. And if we as a community can support one another to get more deeply into that place, deep into that feeling of, okay, I have struggles, I stumble, but you know, all in all, this is me. I love you and whoever you are and who you're becoming. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I love you. And if you are enjoying all this stuff and you're like, man, I can't believe he gives this all away for free. Well, you can help support me via my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/halcyon. That almost rhymes. And perhaps one of my upcoming offerings will be a wrap. Patreon and Halcyon go on and on. Take me away, Calgon. Okay.